Yo, so if you didn't watch The Tonight Show on Friday or Jacqueline's performance on Tonight Show, stop this podcast right now. Go to YouTube and watch the goddamn thing. It's amazing. So good. So that was cool. You know, that was on Friday that aired. We hung out, we watched that. Last night I saw the movie Flower. Go see it. I don't know if it's playing everywhere just yet, but it's good. And I know the director, 'cause I'm in show business. Actually, it's Jacqueline's cousin's boyfriend is the director of Flower, and it's a great movie. So go see it. All right, let's look at the news. I don't know what else. What this weekend was kind of a blur because of this Tonight Show thing. Man, it was like 2 weeks of build up, right? Then you tape it on Thursday, and then it's like, oh, but then you still like, Jacqueline's still stressed because it's like gonna air. It's weird that there's like a stress after you tape it, but there is, and then it aired, and then it was like, oh, then we kind of just spent the weekend fucking relaxing, going to the movies and shit. I also saw The Strangers. It's not worth seeing, but it was all right. Two explosions reported in Southwest Austin. Jiminy, Jesus fuck. What the hell? Bombs going off in Austin, Texas. Somebody really hates this South by Southwest. They had to cancel a Roots concert because of a bomb threat. Then there's these mail bombs going off. Well, if you're in Austin, I don't know what to do. I don't know how do you look out for a bomb. They're saying don't open packages that don't. You're not expecting a package and it shows up. They'll be like, oh, what's in here? It's fucking run. And then I guess if you see anything that looks like a bomb, get out of there. Sorry, I'm not more helpful. I guess if you live in Austin, I would Google things to do if there's a bomb and what's a bomb look like. Kim Jong-un has committed to denuclearization, says South Korea. We did it. We beat North Korea, I guess. They're gonna denuclearize, right? Isn't that everything? Or maybe it's a trap. I don't think you can trust that Kim Jong-un guy saying maybe he wants to be, oh yeah, come pick up my nuclear weapons, America. I want to denuclearize, and then we send over some movers. I don't know who you send over for that. And then they're like, "Ah, now you're not going anywhere. We're holding you. We're holding you for ransom. So be careful." He seems like he's not a reliable man. This Kim Jong-un. Some might say he's a bit of a liar. Not to, but it could be good. U.S. loosens bid to halt children's climate change lawsuit. I don't know what that means. Children are suing for against climate change? Or the Federal Appeals Court on Wednesday rejected U.S. government bid to halt a lawsuit by young people claiming that President Donald Trump and his administration are violating their constitutional rights by ignoring the harms caused by climate change. Oh, good. He's being sued by children. Kids are fucking killing it. They're really putting the screws to this. Well, it's like, a bunch of people that are going to be dead relatively soon, saying, ah, there's no climate change, doesn't matter, blah, 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 doing all this bullshit. I don't even understand. I know you're supposed to work until you die, but do you also have to be, it's like if you retire, sometimes people just go off and die, you know, because they don't have purpose. So it's like these 80-year-old senators, they're like, I need purpose. But does your purpose have to be an asshole? What do you think? Now I'm leaving. Now I'm almost done. Maybe I'm not trying to grab every fucking last dollar I can. Maybe I try to do something good. I was a prick my whole life. Now I spend a few years saying, hey, climate change is bad. Try to be like cool. And then be like, oh, that dude was all right. And then you got to be a dick forever. And you just had to be nice for like a few years. Nah. Going out guns blazing, saying I'm going to be a prick until I'm fucking dead. And I am going to try to screw over whoever I can. It's an odd way to live. Even McCain's trying a little bit. You know, he's like, he'll say, hey, that's bad, but I'm going to vote for it. Well, he didn't do that for healthcare. At least he did that. Well, I like McCain. I think he was more of a badass before he ran against Obama. And then he kind of had to sell out a little bit, because he found out what happened when you don't sell out, when you try to run against in the primaries against Bush, you get the screws put to you. But McCain's pretty chill. He's an all right dude. Disney asked Toronto court to seal documents in Harvey Weinstein sexual assault lawsuit. Toronto to seal. Why is Disney trying to do? Did they buy like? Did they buy Weinstein Company too? Is that what happened? I don't know. It's a weird thing for Disney lawyers to be doing. They should be spreading joy, Disney lawyers, shouldn't they? Shouldn't they be making the world a happier place? I don't, you know, suing for the rights of I don't know, children and cartoons and shit. I told cops I'm a fucking judge after failed sobriety test and beat DWI rap. Well, there you go. Just tell the cops you're a fucking judge. This was in New Jersey, which I've been stopped in checkpoints in New Jersey, and they're real ball busters. I wasn't drinking, but you go through a fucking one of those things, and they take a look at you, and like, I think this guy, they just like, there's probably something in his car, so they want to search your car, and you're like, well, what the fuck you want to search my car for, dick? This is a sobriety check. I ain't fucking drinking, and now you think you could search my car? It's a fucking shakedown. And then they're like, whoa, well, of course, if you don't like people going through your car for no reason, you must be hiding something. And then it's like a standoff, and it's like, fine, search my car, you fucking prick, in your shitty state trooper hat. That would keep me out of the state troopers right there, is that hat. That round fucking, like, mounty hat. So why are you wearing that? You're in a car. You have a fucking sun visor. You're not riding a horse. You're sitting on the side of the turnpike bothering people. I think that's all state troopers do, is pull people over. That in New Jersey. Maybe there's different in that movie. What's that fucking, The Departed? They act like the state, the Massachusetts state police are like some elite fighting force. But New Jersey, they seem to be just giving out speeding tickets. and doing checkpoints. And I'm not, you know, drunk driving is bad. All right, this was a bad episode, but it's Monday. There's no good episodes on Monday. That's how it is. You know, I take the weekend off. Monday's like, oh, I'm just getting back into it. Tomorrow might be all right. Don't count on it. See you tomorrow. We love you.